Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To ensure proper handling, this call may be recorded.
Be careful answering that call. It could be another Z Morning Zoo phone scam.
Z104.
Hello?
Oh, hello. May I speak to Dylan's mother, please?
This is Patricia.
Hello, Patricia. This is Tom F***. I'm Logan's dad.
Oh, hello, Mr. Trick. It's nice to finally meet you. Logan's great. We love him.
Yeah, well, thank you. We're really fond of your son, Dylan, as well. They're really good together, those two. Listen, I need a small favor from you, if you can.
Oh, sure. What's up?
So, you know how Dylan did some house-sitting for us a couple weeks ago while we were out of town?
Yeah. Do you need him to do it again? Are you going out of town?
No, not exactly. So, apparently, when you order an adult movie through our cable service, it shows up on the bill.
Oh, my God. Please tell me you're joking.
Well, no. Your son didn't do anything wrong. I actually ordered it. It was me.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. So, you're telling me he watched it on TV?
No, not exactly. So, here's the thing. I ordered it. I watched it. But once my wife found out about it, she was furious. So, of course, she comes and asks me about it. And I, you know, I'm quick thinking. I tell her, well, it wasn't me. It must have been the kid watching the house. So anyways, long story short, she's probably going to be calling you later, and when she does, if you could just sort of go along with that story, I'd really appreciate it.
Oh, wait, hold on. You want me to say it was my son who did it?
Yeah, see, I knew you'd understand. Look, I really appreciate this. You're really saving me a lot of drama, and No,
I'm not agreeing to this. I am not going to say my son ordered porn at your house.
Well, now, technically, it's not porn. It's called Adventure Adult Erotica. The movie I got, in case she asks you about it, and she probably will, is Captain Jack and the Pirates of Carrie's Bean, The Plundering of the Booty.
I do not want to hear about this movie. Look, I'm not letting my son take the fall for this. He's a good boy.
I mean, it's not that big of a deal. What is he, 15? He's probably watching more dirty movies than I am right now.
Excuse me, that's not the point. We are raising him to be responsible and respectful of other people's things, and I don't want your wife thinking he would do something like that.
She ain't gonna care. Trust me, she only cares if it was me. If it was the neighbor's kid, she's gonna say, oh, you know, where boys will be boys, I guess, you know.
Well, then say it was your son who did it. Tell her it was your own son.
Well, see, now, I don't want him getting into trouble for something that I did.
But you're just fine with my son getting in trouble for it.
He won't get in any trouble. Look, when my wife calls, just say something like, oh, yeah, he admitted to it. He's grounded for a week or something like that. Trust me, she won't care.
No, look, I'm sorry you're in this situation, but if she calls me, I'm going to say we don't know anything about it. I'm not going to lie and blame my son for something he didn't do that actually you did.
You know what? Okay, forget I mentioned it. I'll think of something else. There is one more thing, though. After my wife found the movie, she started getting all snoopy on me. She started going through the search history on my laptop, and I don't have to tell you, there's some pretty weird stuff on there. So now, I don't suppose I could say that maybe your son was using my laptop for a homework assignment or something?
No, absolutely not. I told you, I am not going to make my son lie for you. What is wrong with you?
So that's a no on the laptop. What about this? My wife found some of the weed that I like to keep in the pool house. Any chance Dylan is into smoking weed at all? Maybe we could work out a deal where he says it was his. I could sort of agree to give him some as a reward.
Okay, I'm hanging up the phone right now.
Okay, wait. Before you go, I can't let you hang up because I don't want this kid getting in trouble. Patricia, this is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. We were just phone scamming you.
What?
Yeah, this was all a phone scam. You got set up. I am so sorry.
Oh, my God. I was starting to wonder what kind of parents this kid has.